Welcome to PodTech.net here at Intel's Ritz-Carlton. We're here with Jack Story from EDS, who's one of the chief technologists of EDS. EDS is a large corporation who has been managing client desktops for years. Big corporations, big deployments. Jack, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
You guys are supporting Intel. Talk about why you're supporting Intel. Let's talk about, and then we'll talk about some of the nuances of how management's changing, how client management's changing.
Well, John, one of the things we're really excited about with the Intel embedded management technologies is the fact that we can now manage the device with minimizing the impact of the users and actually bring a better, richer user experience for them. Moving from a personal computer concept, if you will, toward more of a professional compute platform. So we can abstract the user's experience from our management experience in the background.
Talk about the shift in management. Obviously, I remember when I used to live in the enterprise, when I worked for a big corporation, the computers just showed up on your desk. You were told, here's what you're getting. But people now are more digitally savvy. The digital environment is changing. Talk about the shift and how that's impacted management.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, what you're talking about, where the computers used to show up and you were told what you had, oftentimes you had somebody show up with the computer to do the installations for you and help you manage through the provisioning of that system, moving your user data off. Where we're seeing a shift, we want to get away from those desktop visits from the birth of the device all the way through the retirement of the device. So from cradle to grave, we want to shift that. That's happening throughout the industry, though. So you're right, users are more savvy in what they're doing. They do want to have greater control about their experience. But at the same time, we have to balance that with the corporate need and make sure that we're consistently managing devices across the estate.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically, we're talking about an environment. The company owns the equipment. People work for the company. They have assets. Mm-hmm. They got to manage the assets and then still live the user some choice. But for the most part, they work for the company. There is some ownership the company has to deal with and manage.
There is. There's a lot of ownership. But it's not just the devices that the company owns. As a matter of fact, even more importantly, to the company or the digital assets that are on that device. So, you know, the intellectual property that's embedded in the documents that are sitting on that device. So management of the device itself really comes to protecting both the corporation, the user, and the...
It's gotten more complex.
It has gotten more complex.
And that introduces a whole level of complexity. The old lockdown mentality of these are the apps, you have to use them. In a way, there's still that kind of, we need to have a controlled environment, but it's looser now.
Users are very resistant to the lockdown side. You know, as you mentioned, users are becoming more technically savvy. I know that, you know, I get frustrated with a lockdown environment. One of the things that GB had mentioned earlier, Gregor Bryan had mentioned earlier, is the fact that you can't be dependent upon agents other on the systems. And one of the things he didn't mention was the fact that many of the users will reinstall the OS, even though it's a business asset. We tend, as a result of that.
You're talking about a user.
We're talking about a user.
A user's frustrated, some security threat or something's on their PC. They've called IT. They don't show up. They're too slow or whatever.
It may not even be out of frustration with those kinds of issues. It just may be, you know,
personal
I don't like
preference.
This. Yeah, it's personal preference. So they reinstall the OS.
What
they
does
don't
it
put
do
our
to
agents,
IT?
It makes management.
Makes them crazy.
Oh, it does. Definitely does. And we've got to be able to manage those boxes anyway.
So total cost of ownership has moved from drop and manage to drop, evaluate, manage, reevaluate, watch. I mean, we're talking about the usability and the deployment.
Exactly. And one of the things that's happening, though, you know, we manage over 3.5 million desktops out in the environment, desktops, laptops, and other devices. With that, you can't send a person out to every one of those desktops all the time. You know, what you're talking about is constant managing. We've got to have systems that are self-aware and moving toward that self-aware. And one of the first steps is enabling these kinds of embedded management technologies to get self-healing capabilities.
Talk about security and how security is changing. As security is almost an inherent thing now within users, they want a computer that's going to have some security in it, but they don't want to have to manage it. Obviously, everyone wants IT to manage everything. But how is this changing the ownership and the cost of ownership models?
Well, ideally, what you're describing as far as the users are going is a secure environment that I don't have to see the security. So it's a secure environment for the user. It's a secure environment for the corporation. The attack threats or the attacks are coming from applications now. So it's moving up. You know, the malware that we're seeing, the rootkits, those kinds of attacks are centered at what's going on with the corporation, but they influence or impact, rather, adversely
impact
the user.
An end user may not think about the implications of a rootkit.
Right.
Okay? Because they don't really...
Most of them don't even know what it is.
But the enterprise needs to know. Well, the users are impacted on performance. They may need some performance hits.
Mm-hmm.
But the corporation really has to watch. That's their interest. Those are their assets.
That is their
assets. The user may not think about when they go to a wireless hotspot that they got, you know, their text flying through the air clean.
But they shouldn't have to think about
exactly.
it. They shouldn't have to.
And a corporation is not going to stop an employee from taking their laptop to the cafe.
As a matter of fact, I want to encourage that. You know, productivity is occurring all over the place.
I mean, this hasn't even been on the radar on the manageability front until about a year or so ago.
Well, a lot of the capabilities weren't there. One of the things that we're looking at is exposing management capabilities external to a corporate boundary. I mean, you think about it, what you're talking about, going to a cafe and doing other things. If I'm not actually connecting into the corporate network, but I am doing corporate work, you're beyond what the traditional net that gets cast for manageability.
So for the average user, all that stuff I was just talking about is really good and all. But at the end of the day, that costs something. It costs money, and mm-hmm. it costs resources. Computers get slower as you add more stuff onto them.
Certainly.
So talk about how you see the performance and is the dual core and the vPro stuff, how's that impacting some of the deployment and the performance costs?
I'm not really sure I follow your question, to be honest with you, on that one.
Okay, so talk about the performance that people will have to deal with. Encryption, for example, requires more computing power.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a hotspot. Are all these extra software features going to be more costly from a resource perspective, computing resources?
From a performance on the box standpoint, they certainly are going to have an impact. But with the ability for us to leverage dual core and for... those kinds of capabilities, to use the expanding capabilities, the user's actually going to still see a significant improvement in performance over time.
We're here with Jack Story from EDS, who's one of the chief technologists, really driving some of the active management technologies within Intel. Talk about the future of active management technologies. Talk about where it is today and where it's going to be evolving, some hot areas that you see it morphing into.
Active management technology is an enabling technology moving us toward that self-aware device that we're talking about, that device that can help us maintain our corporate network. Now the device is an extension of the corporate network, an extension of the management fabric when it's outside of the traditional boundaries that we're held to today.
Corporate computing, corporate management, management fabric, it's all part of the platform.
It's all part of our vision of where we see management going. And the embedded technologies that Intel is bringing to the market today are a key part of that.
We're here with Jack Story from EDS, one of the chief technologists. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.